Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily. Tonight, we are inducting into the Hall of Fame a question that has been asked by every person who ever lay in a sickbed watching the door. The ceremony is free. The inductee has no publicist. 15 ancient wisdom traditions take the podium. One question gets the trophy it deserved 10,000 years ago. And you are the audience that finally makes it official. This is the GodShow.us.
The GodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, does staying loyal to a family that shows up only when you're sick count as being loved or just being useful? People have worn this question in older clothes. Ancient Rome called it patronage. Your patron appeared at your door when you needed a lawyer, a loan, a funeral, crowd, and vanished entirely between crises. The relationship had a name, a social contract, and nobody confused it with love. Same question, different costume. Does staying loyal to a family that only shows up when you're sick count as being loved or just being useful? Cynicism, not the eye roll kind, the actual ancient Greek philosophical school, goes first, and it does not ease in. It gives you the cousin who drove 4 hours when the word serious came down, sat by the bed, held your hand. 3 days of feeling finally held, and then you got better. And the text stopped. Cynicism says your fever was the price of admission and your recovery was the inconvenience. The lamp doesn't need to be lit at noon to see what that is. No verdict softened, no comfort offered. Just you already know. Just you.
Stoicism agrees on the diagnosis and is somehow colder about it. The room was empty, then it was full. That's not love arriving, that's a well-getting visited in a drought. Stoicism calls it a failure to audit the ledger. You had an arrangement. It had terms, you just didn't read them. Clarifying, sure. But is a philosophy that turns grief into accounting really where you want to live?
Christianity and Islam push back hard on that framing. Christianity says there's a difference between love that costs something and love that only shows up when it needs to feel good about itself. One of those is the cross, and the other is just proximity wearing love's clothes. Islam goes further. Your worth was inscribed before anyone calculated what you might cost or yield. The Quran doesn't grade souls by their convenience to a family's schedule. These traditions aren't excusing the behavior, and they're saying the behavior doesn't touch the question of your value.
Judaism is where this gets genuinely useful. The Talmud says a friend is known in three moments: in pocket, in anger, in travel, not in crisis, on the ordinary road. The move Judaism makes is asking, on an ordinary day when you were simply alive and not yet an emergency, who came then? Not the casserole during the fever, the cup of coffee when nothing was wrong. You can actually run that test right now on your own people.
The pop culture oracle went full godfather, the Corleones at every funeral, every christening, every occasion requiring a name on the guest list, and called it devotion. But the oracle reference that cuts deepest today is Dorothy's slippers, on her feet the whole time. The people cheering go home in Oz had never once come to Kansas. Your family shows for the dramatic moment. Nobody came for the ordinary one. Vedanta calls this the dreamer, asking whether the dream characters love them. Wake even slightly and the question doesn't get answered. It dissolves. Absurdism lands somewhere different. Yes, it's conditional, transactional, faintly insulting. Name it clearly, then decide anyway, eyes open, whether you still want the table. Not because it redeems them. Because you chose it. That's not love received. That's dignity kept. The traditions didn't agree on what to call this. Love, utility, attendance, a dream, a ledger, a candle kept burning so others can see their own faces. But every single one confirmed. You already knew the answer before you sent the question.
And that concludes tonight's Hall of Fame induction ceremony. The question has received its trophy. The question did not give a speech, because the question has been waiting 10,000 years and it is done talking. It is waiting for you to answer it. If this show is the kind of daily free multilingual philosophy experience you want to keep alive, find us, support us, and ask your own question at thegodshow.us. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. Tonight's inductee will not be signing autographs. It will simply be sitting quietly at your family's table at the ordinary meal, noting who showed up. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.